All right, top of the morning, ladies and gentlemen. The other day, I made a little quote on Instagram. It got a lot of traction. So we'll just start off.
Fucking right, locked in on a Monday today.
Locked in.
Locked in.
So sit down and listen and enjoy.
Hit us with it.
I'm learning to not defend my feelings and beliefs anymore. People are too ignorant to see things from other people's perspectives. People lack comprehension for their actions towards you, oftentimes leaving you feeling wrong for saying anything at all. So that's why I'm learning to not defend my feelings or beliefs no more.
Okay, so break that down. What do you mean by that?
So, like, the old classic saying is you can lead a horse to water, but you can't force it to drink. You could sit there and you can explain things from your perspective, and you can explain beliefs and what you stand for over and over and over. But if people don't have that comprehension, you're basically just going to be going in circles and you're going to get nowhere. So there was a quote I saw as well that said, I used to think communication was key until I learned comprehension is. Because you can communicate all you want, but if there is no comprehension,
so true.
You're going to get nowhere. Yeah. That would be like, for example, like my girlfriend would be like, "Hey, stop fucking doing this," or like, "You can't keep doing this." I'm like, "Okay, I get it. Keep doing it." You can say that you understand. You can say that you get it over and over, but until you have that emotional awareness and actually comprehend what they're saying and change it, that's when the real change actually happens.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes back to that quote, you know, give a guy a fish and he'll eat for the day, but teach a guy to fish and he'll eat for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
I think that falls perfectly under that.
That's actually beautiful.
And I think, go ahead. No, you're good.
No, you go.
I think a lot of things too, man, and I don't like to discredit social media so much, but I do think that there's a lot of problems that come from it. I think because of like social media these days, people lack the sympathy and empathy that we used to have because we're not face to face communicating a lot of times.
Right.
So we're desensitized to that type of shit. Like I can read you right now, right?
Like
face to face.
Like
I understand. I can feel you. I can vibe with you.
Yeah.
Like, all right. He's pissed off or he's mad or he's
right.
Or he's being serious right now.
Normally you can read me, but I'm locked in.
You're locked in.
I'm a stone wall.
And the problem too, man, on top of that is people are so fucking concerned with getting their point across. Then they are actually listening to you and figuring out what it is you're trying to say, because I'm not listening to you to help you out. I'm just listening to you to respond.
Yeah, and I've noticed that in a lot of conversations I've had recently, just with like other business owners that I'm like trying to pitch photography, videography services to. It's like I'm not really talking to this person because I know that they're just waiting to say something and they're not even listening to what I'm saying.
Yep.
It's the most annoying.
Call me back.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I'm just going to stop now, and you can just go ahead and say whatever the hell you're going to say.
That's like when people like raise their voice to interrupt, like biggest disrespectful fuck yous ever, because especially like interruption, like because that's merely me just thinking about what I'm going to say, so I'm not even ingesting what you're saying because I'm just too busy of thinking about the train of thought that I'm going to say to you. So at that point, it's just even if you're like, oh, like, nope, like go ahead. You're still sitting there left feeling like, well, your mind is still, your gears are still turning about what you're going to say because they were, and that's the purpose of, or that's the reason for the interruption as well, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I explain that.
Yeah, but, no, it does. And you were giving examples pre-pod, like Andrew Tate, for example.
Oh, I fucking love Andrew Tate.
Do you?
Andrew Tate and Andrew Frizzella are probably my two.
Like, I don't know who the second guy
Andy
is.
Andy Frizzella, you should check him out. He's pretty dope.
I'll look him up. So a lot of controversy surrounding Tate, whether you agree with his beliefs or not, he is definitely the guy that feels the need to defend his point. I mean, to a fault almost. So, you know, is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? You're saying that it can potentially be a negative thing by like always having to stand on this hill and defend your position. But then if you're presented with new, I've always been the guy where if you're presented with new information, I'm totally fine with changing my beliefs. And I have no shame in that. Mm. Like once I find out new information, I'm totally fine with changing my whole belief structure. If I figure out different facts about the situation, you know, so do you think that it's a fault when someone feels the need to always have to defend why they're thinking the way they're thinking?
Yeah. I mean, I think it ties in with just being closed-minded. You know, I think there's always a lesson to be learned in anything in life. And I think when you have that emotional awareness and that emotional stability where you can sit back and be like, and have a healthy civil debate about something, whether it be politics or energy drinks or.
That's not really a thing anymore though.
It isn't.
It's rare.
It's very scarce. And like, I think it ties into what Kane was saying with social media and like desensitizing and it brings that lack of empathy and everything like that. Yeah. And that face-to-face interaction, because sitting here, you can read a lot based on a person's body language. So you're in a business meeting and you can see that they're uninterested or they're just literally, their gears are turning because they're trying to like think about what they're going to say. And so you're like, why the fuck am I still talking?
Yeah, why am I wasting my breath?
Yeah, you're not listening. So why the fuck does it matter?
Yeah.
So like, that'd be me like, being really excited and gung-ho about like, oh my God, there's this new exercise. There's this new protein powder that I just got. And like, it's super good. Look at the macros and it tastes actually really good. And the person's just like sitting there and they're like thinking about like, well, I like what I like. So it is what it is. You know, and you're just like, okay, why the fuck was I even excited about
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
And imagine yeah. being in a relationship with somebody like that or a friendship or whatever.
Yeah.
Whenever time you're hyped up or whatever, man, and you really need them to comprehend what you're saying or what you're going through, they just like shrug it off. It's like, whatever. It's like, well, then now you're mad or you're in your feelings because you're like, you were trying to share something with your person or your people and they're not even paying attention. Like, oh, why are you mad now? Well, because you weren't, I'm not, well, finish your story. No, I don't want to fucking finish the story now. I was trying to tell you like 5 seconds ago and you're just shutting me down.
From my personal experience, I find that the people that are willing to die on the hill just to explain what they're talking about or why they stand on their beliefs and whatever, it's a lot of times it comes from a place of, I need you to sort of give me that reassurance that like I think the right way, you know, and they will just keep going and it almost sometimes will turn into an argument because like I just don't think that way, you know.
It just comes off as like my feelings are right, my feelings are valid, right? Like agree with me, right?
Exactly.
Like that, but it's, you're just like stop, like
it's really hard to have conversations with someone you're really close with that are like that, because if you have drastically different viewpoints to the point where they're willing to, you know, maybe sacrifice that friendship or relationship over it. Is that someone that you really want to be around anyways?
No. And I think even like going as far as adding like a little details here and there, like Kane comes to me and he's just like Flavor Gang earlier, like, oh, the, you know, this, have you tried this Flavor Gang stuff? And instead of me going like, ah, no, I mean, what is it? And I would be like, no, but like that actually looks really good. Like what flavor is that? Like, do they have other flavors? Like going the extra mile and adding a little bit of detail, like more expression when you talk, like it makes people like excited to show you these things and to be present with you.
Yeah. Just contribute to the conversation. Yeah.
Just go that extra mile and add just like a little bit more detail or a little bit more expression. And people fucking love that. Like you can make someone's day so much better just by just showing like that happiness for their happiness, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
have you guys ever heard of the Ford model, Dale Carnegie was always big on this. I don't know if you've ever read any of his books. I think he wrote the book, How to Sell Anything to Anyone.
I think I've heard that book.
Or maybe it wasn't Dale Carnegie. I know I'm going to fuck that up. People are like, what the fuck?
This guy doesn't
anyways, I read a Dale Carnegie book one time and I listened to this, this motivational speaker in person at, the NAGA conference. And so they were saying that they use the Ford method when talking to people. And it's an acronym, F-O-R-D, family, occupation, recreation, and dreams. If you have nothing to talk about with someone that you're talking to, you can always bring up their family, occupation, recreation, or dreams. You know,
so
who are you related to? Who do you know? What do you do for work? What do you do for fun? What do you want to do? What is your dreams?
Right.
You know, just those four things you could have hours of conversation on, you know? So even if you don't have anything constructive to add to someone recommending something or trying to explain their beliefs to you, at least try to relate on a different level, you know?
Right.
I guess that's where I was going with that.
Yeah, even if you're uninterested in what they're saying, act interested. Maybe fake it. Maybe fake it a little bit. Like, and sometimes like,
or just ask. You know, if you're not interested, like, why should I be interested?
Right.
Be just genuinely curious.
Because then maybe you can learn something, and you're like, wait, I might actually want to try this out or check it out. You know,
it's like you're fired up about it for some reason. Yeah. I got to figure out what this is because I don't give a shit.
And actually, Andrew Tate actually talks about that on one
Big
of his
Tate
videos
guy.
About attention spans.
Oh, yeah.
Because of TikToks and all the social.
Yeah,
nobody has attention spans because they're just so busy.
Oh, it's all short. Dude, I'm guilty of it. Oh, YouTube
I do
shorts.
Too, but I try to, like, if we're talking, I really try my hardest to pay attention, even if I don't want to sometimes.
Other than when you're on your phone.
I'm looking at the NASDAQ is down.
Yeah. Bitcoin at an all-time high. Yeah, so I don't disagree. I think I agree with the statement of, like, I love the idea of being done trying to explain why you believe something to people, because I waste so much time and so much energy explaining why I'm making decisions that at the end of the day, I'm still going to do it anyways.
You're going to do it anyways and your actions are going to tell people why.
So why am I explaining it? I don't care what you have to say. Most of the time, it's not even going to be what I want to hear anyways.
No, right. I mean like the cliche overused saying goes, actions over words. Yeah, you just... your actions will stand on that hill for you.
Yeah, do it.
And if other if other people want to do the same, then they'll do it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, what, I mean, speaking of actions over words, what made you want to start doing, Kane, what made you want to start doing, you know, other things like champ time, like doing training? Like,
oh, man. So I just like to do different things, man, because like I used to always think that certain people were just born and they were successful. Like it was a certain breed of people until you started really paying attention that people just put in the work, you know, like they were either passionate about something or they had an idea and they just went with it. I don't know exactly what I'm supposed to be doing with my life or what my purpose is, but I want to make sure that I don't limit myself to just one thing because I think I can do a lot of different things. You know what I mean? So I just, you know, try to push myself in a lot of different limits. I like champ time. And the other thing I'm going to have you working on here soon, Speak Up, is just another movement and stuff like that, because I like to try to give back and empower people too, to see them in their best lights and stuff like that.
You know? Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So I guess that's what I like to do.
Did you know that you can change what you taste by what you hear? How can you use sound to make a deeper connection with your clients? Can we be healed with sound? Sound influences people in their buying decisions and their daily lives. In the podcast Audio Branding, I explore all of this, both with my own observations as a voice actor of over 15 years and by interviewing knowledgeable professionals in the field of advertising, marketing, music, and science. To have a listen for yourself, visit audiobrandingpodcast.com.
And you're now recently a motivational speaker.
Working on that too, man. Yeah. I like to talk, you know, I'm a talker.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I'm a big talker.
It's good. It's good for the podcast. It's good for potters.
Yeah. Hey, that's action right there.
Yeah.
That's action.
Yeah.
You know, also there's something to be said about, like, you know, if you want to pivot and switch to something else, or just even when it comes to hobbies, business, it doesn't matter what it is. Don't feel like any sort of negativity about switching gears and just doing something different either.
Just go for it.
Yeah. Man. Just like, just do what makes you happy at the end of the day. You know, if you're working 80 hours a week and busting your ass and you don't like it and you're only there for a paycheck, is that really fulfilling?
No.
If you don't like what you're doing,
you're fucking miserable.
Whether it be work or hobby or whatever the case.
Yeah.
You know, obviously at the end of the day, the bills got to get paid.
Of course.
Figure out how to do that. I mean, that's priority number one. Yeah. But
and that's what I always tell people. I work to live. And even if you can spend 10 minutes on like a niche or a hobby of yours, or like chasing something you're passionate about or a dream, spend fucking 10 minutes. You want to be a knitter, be the best fucking knitter in the world. You want to go fishing, or you want to start a YouTube channel, like invest at least 10 minutes a day into that. Just put a little bit of time into it outside of your 9-to-5, because everyone's out here, you know, grinding. Everyone's out here trying to make it by.
Yeah.
And so it's just, you know, just do what fuels your fire.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. What fills your battery? You know,
yeah.
A lot of people, I've heard people break it down into two categories. If you're an introvert, you know, your battery is recharged by being away from people. If you're an extrovert, your battery is recharged from being with people. I definitely fall in the extrovert category, where like, if I'm down and out, like I need to go hang out with my boys.
Yeah.
I need a good night here at the studio, and I need to just, you know, hang out. Need to just chill.
I'm kind of both. Like there's times where I just want to veg out and I want to stay in and I don't want to deal with people. And then there's times where I'm like,
I need to get out of here.
I need to get the fuck out of here. Yeah. I need to get out of these walls, you know? So
yeah.
I'm kind of like a mix in that sense.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Definitely. And I'm sure a little bit of mine probably is ego driven, where it's more like, hey, I'm really excited about this thing. Should I be excited about this thing?
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay, cool. Brains. Yeah. No, I'm excited to get, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sure some of it is probably ego driven on my part, but you know, I thrive in that environment of just like getting everyone's feedback, whether it be good or bad, because I feel like I'm really good at taking criticism, but I don't look at it from the standpoint of like, he doesn't like what I'm doing. I look at it from the standpoint of like, why did he make those comments? Like what particular instance? Because what specifically when it comes to podcasting, mm-hmm. So let's just use that as an example.
Yeah.
People don't understand what it takes to like edit the audio of this podcast. You know, they don't understand that there's like different ways to, I mean, you can just edit it. So when they say like, it sounds bad, what part of it sounds bad? They don't understand there's different facets to it. You know, like, you know, the decibels are too low. The peaks are too high. The valleys are too low, whatever the case. They just hear good or bad.
Yep.
And that's with anything, you know, and that translates over to any ideas. So I think just recognizing that, like, maybe they don't think of the whole idea as bad, just maybe one part of it. And then you just need to figure out, okay, what part of that actually is turning them off and why?
Yeah.
Is there a real notable cause to that? You know, someone saying like, hey, I don't like that video. It was kind of shitty. It's like, okay, well, why was it shitty? Was the quality bad? Was it not cut right? Did I not edit it right? Was it bad music paired with it? Did the audio sound messed up? You know, whatever the case. So that's where my brain goes. So I really like getting constructive criticism, especially from people I'm close with that I trust and that I do value their opinion. Because to me, that lets me sort of take a different look at it, you know?
Do you think you have to ask for that sometimes, though? Because
Definitely. Yeah. Well, and you got to really be careful about asking for criticism, too. Because a lot of times you're going to hear not what you expect.
Yeah.
You know, because especially if it's not made for them as it is.
Yeah.
Right. You know, for example, when you're, well, I guess your gal's big into fitness, too. But if you're posting stuff about fitness, you maybe ask someone's opinion who isn't into fitness. And they just say, like, what do you think of this video? And it's like you lifting. And it might be a really cool shot. And as a lifter, this would be like, oh, yeah, that's great. But as someone who doesn't care about that, they'd be like, eh. You know, so you got to be careful about who you're asking criticism to.
Yeah.
If that isn't made for them already, then their criticism, not that it isn't valid, because they are going to bring up points at times that maybe you wouldn't have seen. But also, you just got to understand, this idea doesn't even relate to them in the slightest.
Yeah, and it's kind of ties back into, too, about sharing your dreams with certain people, too, or, like, trying to gear your life around certain people. Like, I'm not going to listen to you if all you want to do is a 9-to-5 job, because we're not even on the same level.
Right.
You know, I'm out here trying to grind on 3 different things. So
other stuff.
Your advice to me might be helpful in some sense, like, with whatever, but, like, really, if I talk to you, you're not going to understand because you're comfortable where you are, which is totally fine, but I don't need your advice.
I've heard a lot of people ask too, like, I don't want to know your 9-to-5. I want to know your 5-to-9. Like, what do you do outside
of you? Drop the banger. Yeah. Let's just end the episode after that.
Well, yeah, what's your 5-to-9? Because that's who the real you is, you know, especially if you work for someone else. Because it's like, not that that's a bad thing. I mean,
of course not.
There's this book that just came out a couple of weeks ago called After Steve. And it's like after Steve Jobs left Apple, like how the whole company changed, the whole company culture changed. And there's a lot of people that were there while Steve Jobs was there that took company options as part of their pay. And now they're multimillionaires, you know, so you can be successful working for someone else, no doubt. And if that's what you're okay with, sweet, even better, because then you don't have to do near as much work, at least. But to that same point, I guess I don't really know where I was rambling off with that.
Dude, if someone asked me what my 5-to-9 is, I would be like, yep, we're friends now. Because like it's always the same shit. Like you were saying earlier, it's weather, what's your occupation, this and this.
I hate those conversations. Yeah.
But if someone were to be like, how are you doing? Like, good. Like, how are you doing mentally? I'd be like, oh, this person like actually has depth. Like, they want to go into it.
And that's what I'm talking about with the social media, bro. There's no depth, man.
It's all fake bullshit.
Every time you get a message from somebody, oh, where are you from? Oh, this is a fucking cam girl.
Dude, and I'm so guilty of it too, like not hyping my boys up the right way. Like, I will always, if I have the time, if I see something that's good, I'll always comment on it, share it, react to it, whatever the case. But I'm really guilty of just like putting a couple emojis.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like,
yeah.
Yeah, it is helping by the comment, but like,
who said that line? You can determine the quality of your life by the quality of your questions.
Really?
Yeah. Damn, that's good.
That's
as fuck.
Good.
Yeah. We're dropping fucking bombs.
Y'all need to share these episodes. If you're getting something.
Well, that's like, and that's something I try to do tremendously, especially with the boys. Is like, I'll message him like, hey man, I know you got a lot on your plate right now. I see that you're grinding. I'm proud of you. How's everything going, man? How are you doing? Like checking in with the boys, like just that saying that right there could make your homies fucking weak. It could make their day so much better. And it's just a simple fucking thing to do. It's a simple act of kindness. And I think a lot more people, like friendships, relationships, like they need to start doing that more, is have that depth and check instead of just like, you know, how's it going?
So, bro.
No, because people are going to be like, oh,
nice shirt.
It's going good. No, like show them that you know what's going on.
Some people get awkward by it though.
You remember what they got going on. And like invest in the conversation more and add that depth and detail.
That shows sincerity, empathy, sympathy.
Right there.
Like you actually give a fuck.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's going to make them want to open up more and be like, honestly, bro, like it's been really fucking stressful. I've been really having a tough time right now. Like it's weighing on me a lot. I got this going on. Like, they're going to be more genuine with the response than instead of just be like, ah, it's good, bro. Because we're guys. Like, that's what we'll do. Like, ah, I mean, shit happens. It is what it is. Like, it's living, easy, living the dream.
It's easy to default to that, you know, wall up.
Yeah.
And like, keep it back and also keep their opinion out.
Yeah.
You just got to sometimes let it intertwine.
Exactly. Yeah. We should talk about that on the next episode about ego, because ego and pride, because men are ego and pride driven. And I feel like, and that's a good one. I feel like how to put that aside at times, especially for like, you know, homies and in relationships and things like that, because that can get in the way and jeopardize a lot of relationships in your life.
Oh, totally. Yeah, especially friendships, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, coming back full circle, not having to feel the need to explain your ideas to people. Let's go full circle now. Is that a good quality to completely keep your own ideas? Or do you think it's better to have like a sort of a hybrid outlook on that?
I think hybrid outlook. And then that's something I was saying too with that following snap, is it's just assess the situation. Have that emotional awareness where you can take a step back and look at like, is this worth it with this person? Like, is this person shut off to my ideas and my beliefs and in my viewpoints? And if they are, that's when you can take that step back and say, okay, now I'm reserved. I'm going to check myself out of this because it's not worth it.
Yeah.
But if that person's like fully invested and they're sitting here face to face and they're like, they're actually ingesting what you're saying, then you're like, okay, we have an actual like conversation with depth and meaning here. And that's when you can evolve into more things.
Yeah. It's definitely discernment, for sure. Discerning who you should share and what you should share with. Because I think a lot of times, man, we give ourselves to the wrong people or give certain sides to people that they don't even deserve.
You know absolutely.
I mean? Like, why did I even tell you that story?
Vice versa, too, you know? Yeah, not give enough to people who really could help you.
Yeah. Damn.
Because you're just afraid of being vulnerable.
Kane, you're my fucking dad, for real.
Man, we're on point today, dog.
We're fucking locked
in.
I mean, we
were a little unlocked in, but we had to come back full circle. Yeah. Here we are. That's the beautiful thing about podcasts. Yeah. We can just talk.
Yeah, we're just running around in circles here.
Tell me your 5 to 9s, which set it all off.
Yeah, tell me your 5 to 9.
Tell me your 5 to 9.
That might be
I love that.
That might be the next caption.
I know I've said this before on the podcast, but let me end it with this. Okay, this really changed my mindset before I had made the jump to pursuing freelance graphic design full time and videography. Close your eyes and think to yourself, you're in a room full of the most successful people that you can imagine. And what your idea of success is might not be really what you thought it was. Think to yourself, who is in this room? Who are you surrounded by? Is it plumbers? Is it electricians? Is it Bill Gates type figures? Now realize to yourself, like, what are you doing? And do you align with those people that you have now imagined in this room? And that for me changed my whole perspective on what I was doing, because I realized very quickly, I was selling cars at the time. I was like, damn, no one in this room was a car salesman, I'll tell you that. So I was like, okay, damn, all right. Screw it. I got a little bit of money saved up. I'm gonna jump head first into this.
Yeah.
Terrible idea with my situation at the time, but now it's worked out. But you know, it's an uphill battle, no doubt. And just thinking to yourself, like, what do you want to be? Just start being that now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Just start pretending like that. I mean, there's the phrase fake it till you make it. I don't think it's the proper way to explain it. I think it's believe it till you achieve it.
Ooh.
Okay.
Cody's coming in with
Cody's
the bangers.
Fucking, dude, you're
that's
locked.
Mike Tyson versus Logan Paul or whatever. Logan Paul.
Just do it. Fuck. Just be there. Just show up, you know?
Yeah.
Even if you got to just grind it out at some place you don't like for the time being until you can do what you want to do, you're still working towards that.
Absolutely.
It's not that, you know, don't look at your situation as necessarily a bad thing. As long as you're working towards what you want to do. The problem is you just get complacent with where you at and you want to be somewhere else and don't do anything about it. That's fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, good things take time, and that's where you have to like, I truly believe is just write the small goals and the big goals down. So then when you achieve the small ones, you still have that gratitude and that appreciation for your achievements. I just going full circle. I truly believe that communication is not key. It's comprehension. So
totally. Hell yeah.
Are we wrapping it up?
This thing up. This is another Motivational
another
Monday.
Another one.
Brought to you by Kane, Dawson, Cody. Boys, if you like these episodes, Leave a little comment in the show notes if you're listening on Spotify.
Leave a comment and follow this. Do us a solid. We know you're downloading and liking it, but if you get something from the show, we need you guys to share this. Get the word out.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Spread We're not running any ads or anything like that, but we need to get this podcast up and moving.
Spread the love.
Yes.
Spread the love. And stay classy.